AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 15th of July. 78 degrees on our way to 99 today, and again, a heat advisory will be in play today from 1 this afternoon until 8 p.m. tonight. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Friday morning by Leland Daines. Leland is the executive director of Visit Emporia. And also involved with Gravel City Adventure and Supply. And there will be some nighttime gravel grinding going on this weekend.
Ooh, yes.
I understand, Leland?
That is correct, yeah. The event now known as Gravel City Night Out, most folks remember it as the Lunar Ride. We're sure happy to keep that going, and that's tomorrow.
Let's talk a little bit about the schedule here. A lot of folks know about Unbound, and it's, you know, everybody launches point, you know, 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, 4 point, and everybody fires off. This is a much more relaxed atmosphere.
It is, yeah. First and foremost, this is not a race. There is no official start line and finish line per se. There's a starting point and ending point, but there won't be any timers there. Of course, people. You get more than one person at a starting point, and someone's liable to take off and race. But the purpose of this event really is twofold. It's to bring the riding community together, to ride under the night sky, to experience the Flint Hills at night, and beat the heat, really. I don't have to tell you guys about how warm it is out there, and riding at night at this time of year is just far more comfortable. So.
Well, and, you know, this is near full moon time, too. I think that this is when this is normally scheduled. So you may get a big glimpse of a buck moon out there here.
Yeah, we require lights, of course. Front headlight and rear taillight are required to ride. But that said, you know, I've been out in the evening here the last couple of days, and you about don't need one.
How bright that moon is. So when do things take off then, Leland? How do things work here?
Yep. So first and foremost, we will still take day of sign-up.
Okay.
So if a person still wanted to join us, they can come down tomorrow to the bike shop. We'll be down there from noon to 6 p.m. at Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company, 716 Commercial, and you can get signed up with us. And then at 6 p.m., the Emporia Police Department will be giving us a secure rollout from behind the bike shop there in the 700 block of Mechanic. So at 6 p.m., we'll roll out together and head southbound to Opie, and then from Opie out into the Flint Hills in the open range before returning back to Emporia for the evening festivities, or for the after-party festivities, if you will.
Well, speaking of the scene downtown, what's going to be taking place as the riders are out and once the riders come back?
So when they return, we'll have some tables and chairs set up behind the Trussler Business Center and Mulready's Pub, and there'll be live music, Sam and the Fire Watchers performing there on the back patio of Mulready's. We'll have a couple food trucks, and it'll just be a nice little community gathering. And so the community is absolutely welcome to come out and join us. If you're not riding or not a rider, you can still come down to Mulready's. There'll be Misanthropitos food truck, and MJ, you know, Joe Reed and Megan will be there with their food. Hanging out at Mulready's is always a good time, especially post-ride.
All right, so the ride itself, what kind of length are we talking about here, Leland?
Yeah, so we do advertise a 50 and a 25-mile route. every year with this event, though, we do let people know, because this is a fun ride and not a race, folks are welcome to make of it what they wish. And so this is really a great opportunity for beginner cyclists, especially, and to come out and experience some gravel, experience a little gravel in the evening time. Of course, again, starting at 6, a person could turn around, they could do the 25-mile or any version shorter, and return before the sun has fully set if they're uncomfortable riding at night. And so We love getting new people involved in gravel every year, and this event in particular is just a really welcoming, inviting opportunity to do so. About 50 and 25 mile mapped out racks if a person is feeling adventurous.
Leland, how many riders are you anticipating being involved with this? Because I've heard, I think, around 150 to 200 in that range possibly would be launching here from downtown tomorrow night.
You're exactly right, Chuck. Yeah, we have around 135 registered at this moment, and I believe with day of signups we'll be in the 150 to 170 range. That's smaller than in years past. It had been up around 500 at some of our largest. But we're just very happy to keep the event going. Of course, the Lunar Ride used to be owned by Lifetime, and they had decided that this event would be better in the hands of the community, and they allowed Gravel City Adventure to take that back over. And so we're happy to have an intimate gathering with the community, the gravel riding community, and the community at large. And I think it will grow again in the future probably, but a great group this year.
Gravel City Night Out is tomorrow night, just one of the many activities here in and around the Emporia area this weekend. Thank you, Leland.
Thanks, Leland. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, Leland Daines, who is involved with Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company, and, of course, the director of Visit Emporia, Gravel City Night Out. Some gravel grinding here in the area under the stars, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, you have to wait until the week of the 25th because next week is totally full, and the week of the 25th is wide open. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email us, kvue@kvue.com, and we'll get you on the schedule. Monday, Ken Duft promotes the upcoming Lyon County Fair. Tuesday, Emporia Director of Human Resources Jared Giffen talks about an upcoming district job fair for Flint Hills Mall later in the week.
Yeah, for USD 253 coming up. All right, looking forward to a busy week next week, as they always are, I guess, huh? Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. Good morning at 7:35. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Communication Solutions LLC is looking for you. Great full-time and part-time positions are available in Emporia now.